Because the Lord is reigning in the midst of his people this morning. Lift your hands up to the Lord. You are Yahweh.
You are Yahweh.
Maska inde kuri maman sahida la kaba.
You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh.
The Lord that reigns in the midst of your people. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You started with us in January. Now we are in December, the last month of the year. Oh Lord, our God, as we gather together today, to appreciate your faithfulness and cry for your mercy. Lord, for other things that we are looking unto you for this morning, reign in the midst of your people. This morning, let there be a reign of mercy. This morning, let there be a reign of grace. This morning, let there be a reign of breakthrough. This morning, let there be a ray of new things. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we are praying. Put hands together for the Lord. This morning, we are continuing our fasting and prayer. So today, I'm not going to be preaching in a classical way. I'm just going to give us an exhortation and we go into prayer. We are waiting on God as we enter into the new month. We started yesterday, we are calling today, and we're still calling tomorrow. And what am I exhorting us on before we go into prayer? I'll be speaking on wounded but not weary. What is the title? Wounded but not weary. Weary. Let me confess to you this morning, and the Lord is my witness. I struggled several times with the Lord up to this morning to change this topic. Say, if I come to the front of you and I say wounded but not weary, what kind of a topic is this? Say, this is the beginning of the new month. So I tried several to change the topic, but God said, no. This is what you must speak on and then go to pray with your people. Wounded but not weary. And I was glad when Brock Peter started with the workers' prayer meeting this morning and started along the line. January to December, so many things have happened. I don't know what has been your own situation. I'm going to text my text quickly this morning because it's exhausting, not a message, just for a few minutes. We go to Genesis chapter 31 of a man that was wounded, but he was not weary. And I want to say, no matter the kind of emotional wound or trauma you are nursing now, the Lord is going to pour the oil of joy. The Lord will strengthen every weary hand and every feeble knee. Project for me Genesis chapter 31. And we're going to read quickly from verse 1 to 3. And he heard the words of Laban's sons, saying, Jacob hath taken away all that was our father's, and of that which our father's he had gotten is all his glory. Look at that. He heard the word of Laban's son, saying, Jacob had taken away all that was of our father's, and of that which was our father's, had he gotten all his glory. What a terrible, this a man that carried the grace, that carried the anointing, that carried the blessing, that will go to generation. But look at what he was being told. Verse 2. And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before. The sons said their own. The father's countenance was not good. Jacob was emotionally wounded. Jacob was emotionally down. Some things might have happened this year. Either things you've heard, things you have experienced, things you see, and they make your heart to be flat. You are wounded emotionally. You are traumatized psychologically. Jacob carried, and you say, I am a child of God. I am praying. I am fasting. I hold the promise of God. Jacob carried the anointing. He carried the grace. He carried the blessing. But he was wounded. Verse 3, quickly. I want to, because like this is not a message, I just want to exhort before I go to prayer. And the Lord said unto Jacob, return unto the land of thy fathers, unto the kindred, and I will be with you. Despite the fact that Jacob was wounded emotionally, he still had the time to listen to God. Can I say to somebody this morning, who because of his situation or a situation, you don't have time to really fellowship God. It's disturbing your relationship with God. It's affecting your contact with God. In the midst of emotional wound and trauma, Jacob had the time to hear God. He was not weary. He was wounded. Anybody who is wounded and becomes weary will remain in the valley of dejection. But when you are wounded and you are glued to God, the Lord will lift you up, the Lord will speak to you. This morning, the Lord will speak to someone. This morning, the Lord will touch someone. This morning, the Lord will change the status of someone. In the mighty name of Jesus. You wrote so many things at the beginning of the year, and you look at the year is coming to an end. This has not happened. That has not happened. And you became wounded emotionally. You became traumatized. And sometimes the enemy is actually trying to use that one to put a bridge between you and your God. Jacob was wounded, but he didn't allow weariness. Now let's jump to chapter 32. This is where we're going to pray. Let's go now to chapter 32 of that Genesis. Let's read from verse 24 to 29 quickly. Genesis chapter 32, verse 24 to 29. Quickly, please. I don't have much of time this morning because we need to pray. And I'm believing God that God is going to touch some people. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he tore the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Again, he became wounded physically. Jacob was wounded initially emotionally. Do you agree with me? In the verse 31 that we read, two of us, Jacob had so many things going for him, but something was not going well. He carried the blessing, but the blessing was in a container. He carried the grace, but the grace was locked up. So many people today, God has put a blessing upon you for this year 2019, but they are still in a container. They are locked up. They are not manifesting. Everything was, so many were working for Jacob, but something was not working for him. The grace, the blessing that he had was locked up in a container. First, he became wounded emotionally by what he was hearing. Now, on the journey that he had back up, see, remember God, it was God that told him to leave and go. But when he got there, he encountered an angel rescue. Again, he became wounded physically. But did he give up because of that? Did he stop because of that? He said, no, I've tried because of that. Let's go on verse 26. Verse 26, please. Can media try to... And he said, let me go for the daybreaker. He said, I will not let it go except you bless me. Wounded, but not weary. He was wounded emotionally. He was wounded psychologically. Now he was wounded physically. He still saying, I will not give up. I want to say to someone this morning, no matter the struggle, no matter the trauma, no matter the travail, never, never let off. Jacob said, I will not let you go. He was a man that was carrying emotional wound. Now he is having a physical wound. Almost done. But he said, I'm not going to be out. I will not let you go. And then verse 27. We are going to start verse 29. Let's go to verse 27 quickly. And what does that one say? And he said unto him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. Verse 20. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince, thou hast power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Verse 20. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is that thou ask after my name? And he blessed him there. This morning, I want to let you know that God is going to change your status. Jacob was wounded. He decided not to be weary. And eventually the Lord changed his status. You cannot navigate. See, let me tell you something. Jacob couldn't have been able to navigate the future into his destiny if his status is not changed. But if he had given up, he became weary because of the wound he had, emotionally and physically, he wouldn't have been able to navigate the future. Let me tell you, 2020 is coming. You need to navigate that future of 2020. But before you navigate, God needs to change your status now in 2019. Before 2019 goes away, your status must change. Then you can navigate a brighter future, a better 2020. In the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, before we stand up to pray, I want to tie it up with Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 8 to 19. Jeremiah, and I want Mia to project for me, Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 16 to 19. You will experience a visitation. You will experience a restoration. The Lord will restore your the lost glory, lost chances, lost opportunity, lost joy. Because the Lord is going to visit you in the mighty name of Jesus. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 16. I'm going to read to verse 19. Therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured. And all your adversary, every one of them shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil. All that prey upon you will I give for a prey. Now let's go verse 17. Do we have an amplified version? If you don't have, I will continue with this. But do we have amplified version? Do we have it? No, you don't. Okay, now let's read amplified from verse 17. Please give her the microphone, please. For I will restore earth to you. Listen. Says, for I will, I'm reading from verse 17 now. For I will restore
health to you.
Now, God knows some are down. God knows some are not good. Some are not fine. Physically, emotionally, psychologically. Some are wounded. You are not in an healthy state. You might come with a good body, but the engine is weak. You see some vehicles, they are well painted. They are decorated. But the engine is not good. Many people are in church like that. But God said, I will restore health unto, say amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And I will heal your wounds, says the Lord.
Said God saying, I'm going to heal your wound. I'm going to heal your wound.
Amen.
I'm going to heal your wound.
Amen.
Psychological wound, emotional wound, marital wound, financial wound, career wound, any area where a wound has been inflicted upon you, the Lord is saying, I will heal your wound. Amen. This month in December, and your status will change. Amen. And you can then go to navigate 2020 with a brighter compass in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Go on, please.
Because they have called you an outcast.
Hallelujah. No, you can also present in King James. For it said, because they are called you
an outcast.
Go on.
Saying, this is Zion, whom no one seeks after, and for whom no one cares.
Lucy, look at that. They are called you outcast. Saying Zion, who no one seeks after. Nobody cares. Maybe they don't care about me. People who ought to care for me don't care for me. They don't bother about me. I am neglected. I am left alone. I am on my own. I have nobody. But what is God saying this morning? What is he telling you this morning? Read again verse 18 in Amplified.
God says the Lord.
God is saying.
Behold.
Behold.
I will release from captivity.
I will release from captivity.
The tents of Jacob.
Hallelujah.
And have mercy on his dwelling places.
I want to talk about that. I will release from captivity. What? The tent of Jacob. What is the tent of Jacob? Tents is a place of succor. So many things that should have happened, that should succor you, that should make you to be happy, that should make you to be glad, they are held in captivity. There are so many things that should have happened, that should make you to your joy to full, but they are held bound. A tent is a place of succor. It's a hiding place. It's a place of rest. It's a place of refreshment. But they are in captivity. But God said, now all those tents of succor, all those tents of joy, all those tents of testimony that the enemy has kept on, I'm going to release them. I said, I'm going to release them.
Amen.
I'm going to release them.
Amen.
I'm going to release them.
Amen.
I'm going to release them. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Go on.
And have mercy on his dwelling places.
Uh-huh. Verse 19, which is the last verse.
Out of them.
Hallelujah. You can also project in King James so that people can follow. Project it. Verse 19, yes.
Out of them.
Mm-hmm.
We come songs of thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
and the voices of those who make merry,
mm-hmm.
and I will multiply them, and mm-hmm. they will not be few.
Media, this is you are projecting 20 when they are reading 19. Gone.
And I will multiply them,
mm-hmm.
and they will not be few. Mm-hmm. I will also glorify them.
Hallelujah.
And they will not be small.
Hallelujah. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. When the Lord released the tents of Jacob that are being in captivity, then automatically thanksgiving will proceed. God is saying this morning, out of that state of weakness, out of that emotional trauma and wound, because what I'm going to do, out of your mouth shall proceed thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus. And the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them. And they shall not be
few.
And I will glorify them. they shall not be small. People have looked at you before, they don't reckon with you. But when God glorifies you, God says, you are no longer going to be small. They look down on you, they will look up to you. They criticize you, but they will begin to celebrate you. They don't reckon for you with you, but they begin to see for your attention. I can see everything. Everything. If you believe, you stand and sing. I can see everything. Everything. Everything.
Turning around. God for my good.
I can see everything.
Turning around.
Everything. Turning around.
Everything. Turning around. For my good.
But I can see everything.
Turning around.
Begin to wave your hand and say, Lord, I still believe you. Lord, I still believe you. I don't know any area where you are nursing some wounds in the year 2019. I don't know any area where you are nursing some doubts. I don't know any area where the enemy is dealing a blow at you. Now I want to let you know that God today wants to turn things around for you. Begin to tell God that I still trust you. I still believe you. I still trust you. I still believe you. It is not too late for me. I know that you are still my God. I know that you are still for me. Begin to tell God, just take a song to worship him. Take a song to bless his name. Take a song to build your confidence in me again. Take a song to let God know that you cannot and you have not given up on him. Take a song to let God know that you still believe in what he can do and what he will do. Manske pepepe, randa kakakaka skabababa, rende kekekekeke skepopo soboli baba, ra inde kuskabababa rabakaskamba, marunge gegege skabulaba, manse tuli baba. Rengos ka iba baba, raandu kaski baba shanda laba, ranga kasi popo, ranga si popo, ranga subobos kebebe kansa laba, ehe, ga andu kasi bokos koboshimbalaga. In the mighty name of Jesus, now begin to pray that I don't know every area of disappointment. Every area of disillusion, begin to ask that God will pour the oil of gladness into your life now. That Lord will strengthen you. You know the areas where you are getting weak. No areas where you are getting weary. Begin to ask for strength from the Lord. Begin to ask for strength for Israel. The strength to press harder. The strength to press on. The strength not to give up. The strength not to be disillusioned. The strength not to go back. The strength not to go stagnant. The strength not to go down. Begin to ask for strength. That the strength of Israel will strengthen you. Yes, ma katala baba. Ma uske pepepe. Ra anda kukas kabala. Re engegege skubaba. Yari mama sumpopo. Ra andi seku papa. Ra anda keskebobo. Ra anda kakas sabalaba. Moru gagaga skimbobo. Rugogogo sopolibo. Ragagaga sapa papa. Renge supaba shandalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now begin to ask that are there certain things, certain promises God has made unto you? Or there are certain promises, provision made in the scripture that are yet to come to pass in your life this year, 2019. Now begin to call on God now to activate the actuality of those promises. Begin to cry on God this morning that God should intervene. Begin to ask for a visitation. As many as require a visitation this morning. If you know you actually require a visitation, begin to cry unto God this morning. And I will tell you that Lord will visit you. Tomorrow, this morning, I have an assurance of the Lord that he's going to visit his people. So this morning, begin to cry unto God where you require the visitation. Begin to cry unto God where you require the visitation. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will intervene. The Lord will intervene. The Lord will intervene. Man se ke. Ra'anda kuske bebe. Ra'anda kuske bobo. Ra'ida kukakakaka. Ra'andu se ke. Ra'inde ke suba. Ra'andu kuskobo shimpoliga. Ra'anda kuska baba. Ra'anda kuskobo shimpoliga. Ra'anda kakasapa. Broko shipoko shiboliga. Ranga kakasapa shipaliga. He has promised. He will never fail. I will trust in him.
I will trust in him. He has promised. He will never fail. His faithfulness is forevermore. His faithfulness is forevermore. He has promised.
He has promised.
He will never fail.
Jeremiah chapter 30 to enter into prayer now, starting from verse 16. Jeremiah chapter 30. Therefore they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all your adversary, every one of them shall go into captivity. Can you begin to pray now? Every power that has oppressed me this year, I speak the word of the Lord, that now the Lord will devour them. The Lord will spoil them. Though that have been attempt to spoil my joy, to pray upon my life, the hosts of heaven will pray upon them. The Lord will give them for a prayer. Now begin to pray. Turn into prayer. Turn this scripture into prayer. Turn it into prayer. Turn it into prayer. Manske pola bababa rikekekeke sempoligo. This must not pursue you into the year 2020. They must not stand with you to the year 2020. It is time to get rid of them, and now is the time. Today is the day to exterminate them. Today is the day to sign their death warrant. Today is the day to take them out of the way. All those forces, all those situations, all those circumstances that are prey upon your joy, upon your peace, upon the fullness of your joy, upon your destiny, it is time for God to take them into captivity. Now declare it. Now speak it. Now confess it. Now pray it, so that you can have freedom. So they can pray in liberty. Maske pepepe, raigas kababa, rekeske popo. Rokokokoko sempo regegege sempo ligo. Everyone that prays upon your life, everyone that prays upon my life, the Lord will give them for a prayer. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, mantala baba, maske popo, rekekekekeskebo randa kakakaka rando koskobobo rokokoskepopo randa kakasiba reende kuskaba randa kukaskaba reenge keskebo shandalaba reende koskobobo simba randa kaskababa rendo koskuba shandalaba reenge gegegegeskepopo rundo kokokoko makaka kasimpa ragaga subobo koskomboliga randa kuskebo shendeli baba. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now let's go to verse 17 and pray with it. Verse 17. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal your wound. Can you begin to pray for restoration? Restoration. Every area where you need restoration, every area where you need the touch of God, every area where you need divine intervention, the Lord will visit you this morning. The Lord will touch you this morning. The Lord will touch you this morning. The Lord will touch you this morning. The Lord will restore you. The Lord will touch you this morning. The Lord will touch you. The Lord will restore you this morning. The Lord will touch you. Man's keke, say, touch me, oh Lord God. Touch me in a new way. Touch me in a new way. Heal my wound, restore my joy, restore my hope, restore my head, restore my satisfaction, restore wholeness unto me. Oh Lord God, you are the only one I have. Oh, you are the only one I have. You are the only one I have. Makaska baba baba, raga gaga 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 gaga, baka kaska papa shipoligo, rokokoko. Touch me, oh Lord. Touch me, oh Lord. Touch me, oh Lord. Touch me, oh Lord. Mama kaska baba. Barakasa papa sapaliga ragagaga sadalaga. For what on me, O Jesus? For what on me, O Baba? For what on me, O Jesus? For what on me, O Baba? Majewa bakonomo. For what on me, O. This morning, what must change in your life? What is the thing that must change? Ask for the touch that brings a change. The touch that brings a change. The touch that brings a change. When the Lord touched Jacob, his status was changed. Thank God, my status must change. The way I came into this service is not the way I must live. I must live here today with a change of status. I must leave here this morning with a change of raiment. I must leave here this morning with a change of level. Begin to ask God, what must change? Speak unto God. Cry unto Him. Cry unto Him. Cry unto Him. What must change? Tell God the thing that must change. The status that must change. The situation that must change. The condition that must give way. Manska papa. Rekekekekeke sobo. Randa kakuka kaka sanda laba regegegegege skobo randa kaka 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 marugo go 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 rogo go 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 manska baba baba randa kaka kaka ranga gugagaga skambala ramba ba 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 rundo koko 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 manska ba 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 raga ga 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 maraka ga 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 maraga ga 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 maruga ga 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 manso boboko soboligo romo bosoboliga rima masanda laba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now let's look at verse 18. We want to pray verse 18 now. That Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 18. Let's go to verse 18 now. Thus said the Lord, behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tent and have mercy on his dwelling place. The Amplified said, I will release Jacob's tent. I will restore Jacob's tent. Now, there are certain things God needs to release into your life. There are certain things that have been withheld, but now they must be released. Now begin to ask for divine release. Begin to ask that the powerful hand of God will begin to give into your life those things that have been withheld, the honor that have been withheld, the glory that have been withheld, the promotion that have been withheld, the joy that have been withheld, the testimony that have been withheld, that now the Lord will release them. The Lord will receive them. The Lord will release them. Begin to speak unto God. Begin to cry unto God that by the mighty hand, that thing that you name, for your joy to be full, that the Lord will release them. In the mighty name of Jesus, Mantala Baba, Rekekuskaba, Raanda Kukaka, Makaka Sapapa, Rakakaka Sapaliba, Ragagaga Sapaliba, Rakakaka Sipopu, Rugagaga Skababa, Rakakuskaba, Ragagaga Sambaliga, Ragagaga Sambala, Manso Kokokoko, Rekekeke Sempoliga, Maragagaga Supopu, Rugagaga Sipopu, Ranga Supe, Renke Supa, Ringa Siba, Raanda Kuskebobo, Runda Kaka Sabaliba, Ranga Supopo, Reende Kusaba, Raanda Gaga 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 Gaga, Reende Kekekeke, Ruundo Kaskibaba, Manse Kekeke, Reendo Koko Supoligo, Mansa Kaka Kaka, Raanda Kuka Kaka, Rindo Kopopo, Reen Subabaka Shandalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now open your eyes and look at the other part. And the city shall be built upon our whole heaps. What does that mean? It was supposed to be a city, but it was now in ruins. It was now shattered. Every shattered dream. Said the city shall be built upon our whole heaps. Meaning that from the ruins, the Lord will bring a race. From the ruins that will bring a race. Now begin to speak unto God. Whatever the enemy has been ruining, whatever is in ruins, is it dreams? Is it goals? Is it aspiration? Is it career? Every out of every ruins there will be a race. Begin to ask that God will lift you up out of the dungeon of valley, out of the valley of depression, out of the valley of lack, out of the valley of joblessness, out of the valley of failure, that the Lord, out of the valley of sin, the Lord will raise up into a place of holiness. Man seke pepe, yes, mama kantalaba, rekekeke skepopo, raanda kasatalaba, reeke subaba, raanda kuskebobo, reende kuskababa, raanda kuskebobo, rubaba kaskandalaba, reendo kokokoko, raanda kaka, raandaba, 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 maskubobo koskoboligo, masekekekekeke, rokoko koskobobo, manga gaga gusabalaba, rengo sipa shadalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now let us go to verse 19. And we pray with that and we surround up. Verse 19. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. And the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them. And they shall not be few. I will also glorify them. And they shall not be small. Now you are going to pray for that Lord will multiply you. Begin to offer for miracle multiplication. We are not talking of addition now. We are not talking of arithmetic addition or progression. We are talking of geometric progression. That Lord will multiply you. Every area where you see multiplication, begin to pray unto God. Every area where you see multiplication, begin to pray unto God. Man sekepa, raando seko, ruunda siba, raanda kaskababa, raanda kuskobobo, reende kuskebabe, reende kuskaba, raanda kuga, raanda kuga, raanda kuga, raanga kuga, maskababa baba kamba, maruga gaga gasamba, marunga gaga gaga, 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 marugo go 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 skomboliga. Make ke skemboligo rokoko shempolo rokoko shempoliba raanda kuske bobo ranga gaga sapapa sibalaga raandu sepo shibalaga in the mighty name of Jesus. Now before I pray the last prayer, we are going to take a song. I'll call Pastor Uti to come and pray to round off the prayer. Let me tell you something. It was because the status of Jacob changed that he was able to navigate a future that was charted for him. A great future laid ahead of Jacob. But until his status changed, he couldn't enter to that future. God needs to change certain things about our lives for us to be able to navigate that future. But the first thing I want to say, all eyes closed. If you are still a sinner, you are here to give life to Christ, the first thing that needs to change so that you can navigate that bright future is to give your life to Christ. So today, if you said today, I want to give my life to Christ so that I can navigate my destiny. I want to see your hands up. I want to pray for you before we go ahead to bless. Anybody like that, that means anywhere you are, just lift your hands unto the Lord. That I want a change in my status. I know I'm living in sin, but I know I cannot continue like that. But I want God to change my status so that I can navigate. I want to see your right hand anywhere you are so that I can pray for you. If you are that in the congregation, I want to see your hand. Say, I want to ask for change of status. Change of status. Change of status. Change of status. You are here, let me see your hand up before we continue to pray. If there's nobody like that, means I want you to now begin to pray for change of raiment, change of status. Begin to ask for change of status, change of raiment, change of status, change of raiment, change of status. Begin to pray. As we are going to the end of the year 2019, you must not go to the year 2020 with the current status. Your status must be upgraded. Your status must be uplifted. Your level must be higher. You cannot afford to go in the year 2020 with your level in the year 2019. No, that will not work. No, that cannot be it. You need to ask God, Lord, change my status, change my level, change my raiment, change my raiment, change my raiment. Maskapa papa. Ranga gaga gaga skaba, ranga gaga gaga sandalaba, makata daba kaskimbo bosomboligo, masike keke simboliba, ranga supopo kontolibo, raanda kasabaliga shimboligo. In the mighty name of Jesus. Finally, before we take a song and I call on Pastor to come and pray on this prayer point, Micah chapter 5 verse 9 quickly. Micah chapter 5. Verse 9. Quickly, quickly, quickly. We don't have much of time. Micah chapter 5. Yes, God bless you. Your hand shall be lifted up upon your adversary, and all thy enemies shall be cut off. If your adversary are still repressing, you cannot change your status. If you are still under the dominion of the forces that have held you bound, you cannot navigate into the year 2020 on a clear ground, on higher ground. But this morning, the Lord is saying, this morning, the Lord is promising. It's not only promise, he's doing it. It's your hand will be lifted up. every hand that is down, every hand that below the sea level, below the ground level, below the place of recognition. Some people are under the level of recognition. There's several, there's mercy level. There's also a level of recognition. Every hand that's below the level of recognition, today the Lord will lift it up. Yeah. The Lord will lift you up. Yeah. The Lord will lift you up. Yeah. Your hand shall be lifted up upon your adversary. That means your enemy will be down. The force of repression will be down. And you'll be on top. And every force, every work, everything that has stopped you shall be cut off. In the mighty name of Jesus. Can you begin to pray? Turn it to prayer. Turn it to prayer. Turn it to prayer. That my hand, Lord, lift my hands. Lift my hands up. Lift my head up. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, your hand must be lifted. Your head must be lifted. Your destiny must be lifted. Your life must be raised. Your destiny must be raised. Your life must be raised. Your hand must be lifted up. The enemy must be repressed. The obstacle must go down. Maka, delay must go. Masaka, barrier must be crushed. Bakas kaba baka sapa. Maka talababa. Raka kaka sapa lega. Baruka kaka sapa laba. Baka sipo shiba laba. Ra anda kuske bobo. Braka kasa paka sapa laga. Re ende ko sodo liga. Now begin to thank God because He has done it. Begin to bless Him because He has done it. Because thank you, because I answer prayers. Makaska papa shipali gaga sipobo ringa gaga sabalaga. Now we are going to stand, we are going to sing this song as Pastor comes forward to round up the prayer. I we praise Him from everlasting, everlasting. God wants to do something that will bring forth everlasting praise. God wants to do an intervention. Hold on. Let me tell you, so that I know how to sing this song. I have no doubt in my mind that for many of us, God has done something. And this month, you will experience something that will make you to give God praise to Him from everlasting, to bring everlasting praise. If you are expecting it, if you are expecting of that testimony, if you are hugging that bright tomorrow, if you are hugging that bright future, if you are ready to share that testimony, sing that song. I will praise Him
from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise Him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise Him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting.
Lord, I'll praise You from everlasting.
Everlasting to everlasting,
Lord, I'll praise You from
authority that is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your mouth will sing greater song of joy in this month of December in the name of Jesus. People shall dance with you. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, people shall rejoice with you. Your heart will be full of joy come the end of this month in the name of Jesus. As the Lord has conquered for you, change your story, change your status, change your garment. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall return back with singing in the name of Jesus Christ. The victory the Lord has delivered for you today, no man will take it away. Amen. The blessing the Lord has released unto you today, as the Lord of heaven has brought you out from the captivity and has delivered you and have mercy upon you, today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will not enter into any captivity again. Amen. Your joy shall be full. Amen. By the authority in the name of the Lord Jesus, by December 31st, you will look back and declare that the month of December 2019 has been the greatest month since you have ever been born. In the name of Jesus! By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for every area you have been denied before, there will be multiple blessing, multiple joy. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it shall be a blessing, great multiplication for joy for you in Jesus' name. For every area the enemy has shortchanged you, whether in your destiny, in your plan, in your program, where the enemy has fought and fought and fought since the beginning of the year. But today, by the power of the Most High God, the power that pursue and made Pharaoh to drown, even in the Red Sea, today they pursue you. But today, you have entered into the month of December 2019. You will no more see them again. Those who have pursued you, they have perished in the name of Jesus Christ. The power of the Lord made them to crumble in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who have been praying upon you since the beginning of the year, today the table is turned around against them. And the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord shall pray upon them. The Lord shall pray upon them. The Lord shall pray upon your adversary in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and come with a new song in the name of the Father. In the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we have prayed.